Hey everyone, welcome back to Raw Thoughts from A. Today, we're diving into something that so many people feel but don't really talk about. The withdrawals after a Japan holiday. If you've ever traveled to Japan, you know what I mean. There's this bittersweet ache that hits you the moment you're back home. At first, you're excited to be back in your own bed, maybe back in familiar surroundings, but then it creeps up on you. The streets don't feel the same, the food doesn't taste the same, the energy is different, and suddenly you feel this strange emptiness, like you left a part of yourself behind. It's more than just missing a trip. It's like your soul is craving the rhythm, the magic, the feeling of being in Japan. And today, I want to really unpack this, why Japan hits so differently, why the withdrawals feel so strong, and how to keep pieces of that magic alive even when you're thousands of miles away. Let's start with what it actually feels like when you're there. From the moment you land, Japan wraps you up in this sensory experience. Even something as simple as walking into a convenience store feels exciting. Lawson, 7-Eleven, Family Mart, they're not just corner shops, they're treasure chests. Perfectly packaged meals, warm buns, fried chicken, onigiris, desserts that look like they belong in fancy restaurants. And the wildest part, it's cheap. It's accessible. It makes you feel like the everyday is special. Then there's the transport. Anyone who's taken a train in Japan knows how next level it is. The Shinkansen, the bullet train, glides like it's from the future. Even the local trains are spotless, efficient, and almost always on time to the second. There's this feeling of trust. You know what's going to show up. You know what's going to work. That reliability starts to seep into you, and you realize how much stress it saves. And then, of course, the people. There's this unspoken culture of respect that you feel everywhere. Whether it's someone bowing to you when you enter a store, or a stranger offering help when you look lost, or just the quiet courtesy on trains. It's a level of kindness and consideration that makes you feel safe, even as a visitor. That balance, the busy neon chaos of Tokyo streets mixed with the calm of a hidden shrine 2 blocks away, that's what makes Japan so addictive. You're constantly stimulated, but you're also grounded. You feel alive in a way that's rare in everyday life. And then you come home. And the first few days, maybe you're okay. Jet lag distracts you, you're happy to sleep in your own bed, you're sharing stories with your friends, showing them your photos, bragging about the food, but then it hits. The crash. You go to your local grocery store, and suddenly it feels bland. The food is more expensive, the options are limited, and nothing feels as thoughtful. Public transport? The trains are late. People push past you without saying sorry. The streets look dull compared to the bright energy of Shibuya or Osaka. Even the air feels heavier. And that's when it starts. The withdrawal. The comparison. The ache. Suddenly you're thinking, man, in Japan this would never happen. Or back in Tokyo, I could walk out the door and feel alive instantly. Home starts to feel grey, uninspired, maybe even disappointing. And the weirdest part, you feel a little guilty. You're like, I should just be grateful I even got to go. But it's not about gratitude, it's about grieving the end of something that felt magical. So why does Japan specifically leave such a deep mark compared to other holidays? Because Japan isn't just a destination, it's an experience that engages your entire being. Every sense is lit up, you're tasting new flavors, seeing incredible sights, hearing a language that feels musical, smelling food stalls on the street, touching history with your own hands when you walk through ancient temples. It's also the balance. Japan is futuristic, but deeply traditional. It's busy, but also calm. It's respectful, but also fun. It feels safe, yet it always constantly surprises you. And for many people, Japan is the ultimate escape. You step into a society that works differently from your own, one that makes you feel small and connected. It's like stepping into another world, and when you leave, you can't help but crave it again. Let's be real. The withdrawals come with symptoms, and if you've felt them, you know. Photo scrolling addiction. You can't stop looking at your trip pictures, zooming in on the streets, the food, the moments. Food cravings. Suddenly your local sushi place just doesn't cut it. You're thinking about ramen shops, convenience store snacks, okonomiyaki and takoyaki. Comparisons. Every train, every grocery store, every small detail, you're comparing it to Japan. Daydreaming. You catch yourself zoning out at work, imagining you're walking through Kyoto streets or shopping in Harajuku. Emotional slump. You feel heavy, like nothing at home excites you in the same way anymore. These symptoms aren't just missing a holiday, they're withdrawals. Like your body and mind got used to something so stimulating, so comforting, and now you're detoxing from it. But here's the thing. Just because you can't stay in Japan doesn't mean you can't bring parts of it home with you. Start with the food. Learn to cook Japanese meals. Even something simple like miso soup or onigiri can transport you back. Invest in good soy sauce. Try making ramen from scratch or buy Japanese snacks online. Food is memory, and recreating those flavors keeps the connections alive. Bring in the music, city pop, lo-fi beats, Japanese jazz. It can instantly set a mood. Create a playlist that reminds you of train rides through Tokyo or late nights wandering neon-lit streets. Adopt habits. Take your shoes off at the door. Clean your space regularly, not just for tidiness, but for respect. Practice mindfulness when you eat. No phone, just a meal, like the quiet respect you find in Japanese dining. Even decorate your home with small touches. A lantern, a piece of art, a Japanese tea set, little reminders that bring back that feeling of being there. One powerful way to handle withdrawals is to turn them into motivation. Instead of letting the sadness weigh you down, let it fuel you. Maybe you start saving for your next trip. Maybe you decide to learn Japanese so you can connect more deeply next time. Maybe you create something, art, writing, even a vlog that captures what Japan meant to you. The ache is a reminder of how much it mattered. So instead of fighting it, use it. Let it remind you of what's possible. Now, I also want to be real about this. Part of what made Japan so magical is that you were on holiday. You didn't have work stress, you weren't paying bills or cleaning the house or dealing with everyday life. That doesn't mean the magic wasn't real. It just means that what you're missing isn't only Japan, it's also the version of yourself you were when you were free, open, and living in the moment. And that's something you can bring into your life now. You don't need to be in Japan to slow down, to savor your food, to notice beauty around you. Japan just reminded you how important it is. And here's the good news, you can always go back. Japan isn't going anywhere. The ramen shops, the shrines, the neon lights, they'll still be there. Start planning your next trip, even if it's years away. Make a bucket list, new cities, new foods, new experiences you missed the first time. Even the act of planning can ease the withdrawals. Looking forward gives you something to hold on to, something to be excited about. The withdrawals after a Japan holiday are real. They hit hard because Japan isn't just a trip. It's a place that leaves an imprint on your soul. And yes, it hurts to come back. It hurts to feel like your world lost some of its magic. But maybe that's the point. Maybe Japan's gift is reminding you that the world can still surprise you, that life can still feel magical, that there's beauty worth chasing. So let yourself miss it. Let yourself grieve it, but also let it inspire you. Carry the small piece of Japan into your daily life. And when the time is right, go back. Because sometimes the ache isn't just about what you lost. It's also about what you gain. Proof that you experienced something so beautiful, your heart refuses to forget it. Thanks for listening to Raw Thoughts from A. If you're sitting there missing Japan right now, just know you're not alone. And maybe that longing is the most beautiful souvenir of all.